This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Da-da! Da-da!
It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
27 degrees right now, but it's about to get warmer, and for a while.
Ooh, nice and slushy.
That's right. High of 39 today, high of 39 tomorrow, 42, and then we are in the 50s on Friday, buddy. We are not below freezing in a high until next Wednesday.
Bring on the mud.
So we got that going, son. What do you want?
Because it's going to get slushy and crappy.
All right. Yeah. So when it's freezing cold, you walk in here, like, it sucks so hard. Yeah. It's going to warm up to the 50s. Hey, mud. Hey, mud.
Yeah, but the mud and slush ruins his shoes.
They do. I got to figure out my outfit.
Just keep wearing your boots, even though it's hot outside. It's okay.
All right. I'll boot on.
Are you drooling right now?
Not yet.
All right. Speaking of outfits.
Yeah.
Can we have a serious conversation?
I think we know what he got for Christmas from everybody.
What?
Been in like a turtleneck mode.
No, I've had this. What?
No, you haven't had that one, have you?
No, that's a new turtleneck.
No, that's
is that a new turtleneck?
New.
I've had it before. I took the jacket off because now I'm hot.
Oh,
I come in and now it's 68 degrees.
Bro, you are my wife. All you do is complain about everything all the time. Too hot. It's too cold. My shoes are ruined. I can't find my sunglasses.
Yes.
All right.
What's wrong with my shirt?
If you would like to get a look at what Tommy is wearing today, you can log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube or Twitch to get a look. This is the second day in a row you are wearing a form-fitting turtleneck.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think, Kimmy, he got that for Christmas. I thought maybe that he went back in time and starred on a 1930s football team.
Yeah, it does. It looks like that athletic material, you know?
Looks waffly.
Yeah, it looks like something you're supposed to wear under a uniform.
No, it looks like he played for the NFL champion Pottsville Maroons. D27. Okay.
Yeah.
Off the bat, men should not wear turtlenecks.
Oh,
no, turtlenecks from my age are perfect.
Yeah,
covers up all the sins, man.
I don't have a problem with men in turtlenecks.
I run the carpet right up to the wall,
okay,
baby.
All right. I understand that you're trying to cover up your vagina neck.
Yeah.
I get it. And you're insecure about that, and that's okay. That is okay.
Dude, it's like Reagan.
Kimmy,
yeah.
What other man do you know?
Sometimes it looks sharp. Like, if you layer it with, like, a nice jacket,
okay,
it's a good look. But
what, is a bouncer in a Vegas casino?
But that's what I mean. Like, you have to, like, be the kind of guy that can pull it off. Like, not everybody can pull off that look. Like, you have to look like you wear it all the time.
Kimmy, what man other than Tommy do you know that wears turtlenecks on a regular basis?
I'm sure there's some poets.
Not many.
The guy that
books
craft work.
And here's the other problem.
What?
And I say this as your friend. You're my friend.
All right?
No,
go.
Look, I'm just...
Let me bend over now.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Thanks for your help, bro.
The form-fitting turtlenecks don't work on account of how your body's shaped.
What's wrong with my body?
You got lumps up in your chest. You got your lumps...
Yeah, but those lumps are going to show turtleneck or no turtleneck.
What lumps?
No, like...
You see lumps?
Is that a compression shirt?
Yeah.
What? Oh.
Well, yeah, I got to wear it.
Oh,
he's got to wear it for his form-fitting turtleneck.
What's wrong with my body?
Everything.
There's nothing wrong with my body.
We're only here till 10 o'clock. We don't have enough time to go over what's wrong with your body.
Cool.
Look, man,
what?
You don't have a body for form-fitting turtlenecks. And this is a discussion that girls have with their girlfriends. I, as a man...
No, we don't. I would never say that to a friend.
Someone you
thank
really,
you.
You don't have a body for that. I would never say that.
As a woman, I would want a friend to tell me if
no.
I look like a complete jackass as a woman that I've never been. Like, if I came in here looking like a total idiot, legitimately.
That's every day.
I'm wearing a hoodie.
You're wearing a beige hoodie.
It's okay.
With a gray hat.
Yeah, but you're not looking for advice. If we told you you look stupid, you're going to wear the same thing again the next day.
But here's the thing. I'm not trying.
You dress every day like you're kind of going to work out. You're not sure yet. Like, I'm going to put on jeans. Maybe I'll change later.
Here's the difference between you and me.
What's that?
I am dressing purely for comfort.
You dress like somebody that should have a 10-speed behind them.
I'm going to go catch a chicken. Yeah. I am dressing purely for comfort.
So do I.
You know. You think you're like stunning the room when you walk in and you're up.
You dress like you put a lot of thought into it.
I get a lot of compliments on my threads.
No, you from
yes,
who?
Yes, I do.
From who?
A lot of people.
Like?
There aren't even a lot of people in the building.
I don't want to drag everybody into it.
You're the only man I know that wears a turtleneck on a regular basis, and there's a reason for that. Because men shouldn't wear turtlenecks. I'm sorry, you shouldn't. And I know
well, they
you,
sell them.
I know you think, Kimmy, there's lots of things they sell for guys that you should not be wearing. Half the outfits they sell at any clothing store for men should not exist.
Oh.
No? Am I wrong?
I buy them.
Like, what's wrong with just a sweatshirt or a shacket or something like that? And not like
well, I have a shacket. No, I took no, it off. No, it's no, too no. warm.
One of your bitch-ass shackets. I'm not talking about, like, fancy shacket. I'm talking about standard working man shacket.
Working man shacket? Like a
Carhartt shacket?
No, like a flannel with, like, some furry stuff on it.
I don't want to wear flannel, man.
Why?
He's not a flannel guy.
I'm not a flannel person.
I've never really seen you in a pattern, period.
Do you hear what she's saying?
I don't fall into pattern.
You don't do a lot of... Well... I take that back. When I first started here, you wore a lot of patterns. You gave up the patterns for some reason.
Well, I aged out of them.
Aged out of the patterns. He's too old for patterns, Kimmy.
Once he turned 60, that was it for the patterns.
Yeah, pretty much.
252 WCMF. Tommy is in his second straight day of form-fitting turtlenecks, and there is not a man alive unless you're The Rock. Like, you have to be the most jacked guy on the planet to be able to pull off a form-fitting turtleneck. It just doesn't work for you. You know what you look like? You look like one of those seals that's been at SeaWorld for like 40 years. Or like a walrus. It's Dave the walrus. He's been, kill me. Kill me. He's just all kinds of weird lumps.
It's called harpooning.
He's got like mold on his back for some reason.
Barnacles.
Yeah, you're that walrus. You have barnacles on you based on what you're wearing. You look like you bought a wetsuit that's a size too big. Don't do this to yourself. Like, maybe it's time to just start dressing normal.
What is normal? What I normal?
Normal man. Sweatshirts, jeans in the wintertime. T-shirts, pants in the summertime. That's it. That's all you got to wear. Maybe a polo shirt.
I've never seen him in a T-shirt.
Like just a straight-ass T-shirt?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen you in a plain T-shirt.
Well, here's the problem. If he wears a T-shirt, he's going to try and wear it like Marlon Brando did in the 1950s, like sleeves rolled up and weird cut up here, man. He's going to have some, be made of some like weird-ass material.
See, I can't wear short sleeves anymore because I'm starting to get like stuff on my arms.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's bothersome.
No, I started getting them old man spots.
Yeah, you look like you're a heroin addict.
Yeah, but no fun.
You look like a heroin addict walrus.
Heroin addict with none of the enjoyment of it.
No, but again, like nobody cares. You're the only one that cares about
that. I don't want to look like a disheveled old man walking around in a flannel shirt and New Balance shoes are untied.
All right, look, again.
Like, with dirty laces.
Why would they be untied?
Because he can't bend down to get
them. You know, old man, they just put their feet in and go. But, like those slip-ons.
But here's the Velcro. Thing.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm going to say this, and it's not a mean thing.
I'm being serious. This whole break has been you being mean
I say this
to me.
As your friend.
No, you're not.
You ready?
You're mean to me.
You are a disheveled old man, and that's okay.
I don't want to look like a disheveled. I look disheveled?
No. If there's one thing you don't look disheveled.
Okay, cover
his. Don't walk around like this.
Do this. Do this.
What am I covering?
Cover everything his neck below.
His neck below, so just the head.
Just the head. Does that look like a disheveled old man to you? Yeah, it's okay, man.
No, it's not.
It's okay. Look,
I don't want to age out like disgusting.
If there's one thing we can give him credit for,
thank you.
He hasn't like.
Well, I would let her finish
because we always talk about how guys like they stick to like one thing, one style, and they don't give it up the rest of their lives, sure. And that ages you more than anything.
I disagree.
He has
but
like
jean shorts
changed with the times. Yeah, he gave up the jorts.
No, but he's.
We had a guy that used to come in here in the summertime.
Yeah,
jean shorts.
But that's okay at that age.
Oh man, it looks bad.
You're all right.
Looks like a Leonard Skinner cover band.
What's your name, little girl? Check out my jorts. You're not desirable anymore.
Georgia, yes, my wife thinks I am.
No, she doesn't.
Your mama does.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she desires.
No, I talked to her about this.
Oh, she's on fire for my desire, baby.
And like maybe that's what men have to hear as we start to get older.
What's that?
Well, look, because you're not.
Cruelty?
Yeah, I mean, like.
Abuse?
This is not. I'm saying.
This is abuse.
Somebody needs to be honest with you.
You're honest with me every day. You tell me I suck at all my
life. Why don't you listen so you stop wearing this stupid stuff, you jackass? Sorry, Kimmy.
As long as his wife's cool with him.
But she's not. She tells him on a daily basis how stupid he looks.
Well, but I think she's probably happier with the way it is now than if he did just let himself go.
No, because that guy.
Right, could I just be a schlub?
Yeah.
I mean, fat.
Because your wife is a very, like,
tags.
buttoned up, yes. like always looks nice, yeah. puts a lot of thought into what she wears and does.
We're always
like,
overdressed
kind of person.
For every occasion
like you,
we go to.
Like you would not match her if you did what Pat's telling you to do.
Yes,
but hear me out. Hear me out.
Right? I'm listening. All right. Like, writing this down.
You said you don't want to look like a schlub.
Yeah.
A disheveled old man. If you dress like a normal guy your age, you would just blend. No one would notice you. But like by you dressing like you, you stand out as a disheveled old man with a form-fitting waffle turtleneck.
Little pop, baby.
No, you don't need to do that. Like you're just bringing attention to the disaster that is your face. And again, I say that as your good friend. I don't mean to hurt you.
No. This is good stuff.
We did find out he's kind of an influencer.
That's right.
Outfit of the day, summertime influencer.
Yeah, but all the old people that commented about how great his outfit looked, if you go to their Instagram pages, they look like idiots too.
Well, but he's got a following.
Got an army of idiots.
But I'll take it. Still an army. You go to war with the army you have, not the army you want.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Literally the best human beings on the planet at their craft.
Oh.
And they will be displaying this craft in a matter of a month on an international stage.
But they're here now?
Yes, you don't need to wait that long to see them because as we speak down the street from us, they are getting ready for this, for some of them, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
So they're training right now?
They are, yes.
Fantastic. And I can watch?
Well, I don't know if you can watch, but they are literally right down the street.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, believe it or not, we are 1 month away from the start of the Winter Olympics in, what is it, Milan Cortina?
Bring on the Olympiads. Milano.
Milano Cortina.
In my village.
And as we speak, three Olympic hopefuls are training in Bristol getting ready for these games.
Oh, okay.
So Derek Kruger, who is a Pittsburgh native.
Wait, Krugs is there?
He's from your town.
You didn't tell me Krugs was there?
He won a gold.
I know the Krug.
Do you?
No.
You should, because he won a gold medal in 2022 in skiing.
Okay.
And he's from Pittsburgh. We talked about him multiple times, you idiot.
How many times? You think I'm going to retain skiing?
I am surprised you don't, just because of the Pittsburgh connection.
There's so many famous people.
Actually, I take it back.
You say there's so many famous people from Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Now I look like an idiot. Derek Kruger is not the Pittsburgh native. Chris Lillis is the Pittsburgh native. My apologies.
Oh, the Lil.
The Lillis. Derek Kruger and the aptly named Winter Vinecki, have been training at Bristol Mountain getting ready for the Olympics. And on one hand, it is super cool that these world-class athletes, they are some of the best in the world.
Yeah, they're in the Olympics, man.
We'll be watching them on international television in a few weeks. They're training right in our backyard. On the other hand, Kimmy, it does feel kind of weird that you could be so good at something and get the massive media attention they're about to get and walk around totally anonymous.
Well, that's the problem with the Olympics. Like, you get this short window of time to prove yourself, and then that's it.
I know. I always feel bad for those athletes because they train just as much as any other professional sport, if not harder. It's such like a niche thing where like you have to be a one in a million talent to even get to participate in it.
So
and you only get credit once every 4 years.
There's a documentary about the people that hit, got gold,
and
what happened to them afterwards. And this one girl, she won gold, and then she was done. And then she had to fly home the next day because she had no money. She couldn't stay anywhere.
Oh.
So she's back working at her job at a gym, and they're recapping the Olympics on TV.
Yeah.
And she's selling people smoothies at the gym, like the next day.
Do you remember what event she did?
No.
You watch a documentary, you give me all that information, you can't
tell me what my point was, it didn't matter what she did. All right, she threw a goddamn ball or something. No, I don't know. She ran a track. But I'm going to say, like,
Brana Tracker in a Milano. Well,
she's got a gold medal, and she's on television, and she's selling $7 smoothies the next day because that's it. There's no professional thing for her.
I think what sucks, too, with a lot of those athletes is if they are college athletes on top of Olympians, for a long time, they couldn't make any money if they wanted to.
They can't
even
market
themselves. Accept sponsorship money. Like, they couldn't make a dime off of it. I mean, luckily, it's changed now, but for a long time, they never saw a penny of it.
So the reason I ask what event is because, again, with Pittsford native and 2022 gold medalist Chris Lillis, Derek Kruger, and Winter Vinecki all will be appearing in the Olympics, it seems, training at Bristol Mountain, getting ready. Chris Lillis from Pittsford. He won a gold medal 4 years ago in an event that is super popular. Skiing gets great ratings in the Olympics, right?
What kind of skiing?
I
think he does the jumps, right?
Yeah.
Like the scary kind.
The super, agony of defeat one where the guy wipes out.
Yeah, it's a really long sign, but that's what they call it. Welcome to the super agony of defeat.
That
wipe out
sports when the guy wipes out and takes a sign with
him. They're showing it right now on TV.
But
they literally are. Yeah. They're literally showing this right now.
Bristol
on TV.
Mountain. Bristol Mountain's nice.
It's not Bristol Mountain, stupid.
They got a swimming pool and everything.
It is super cool that Chris is not only from here, but that he's also training so close to home.
Yeah.
And if he walked in this room, neither of you would have any idea.
You wouldn't know either.
I'd be right.
Is
that a blessing or a curse?
It's got to be a curse because you're a young person. You're working so hard at this. You would like the fame. I mean,
guess it's probably short. It's a short-lived fame.
Well, he's getting his second run.
True. But like, you know, you'd be famous enough where people would recognize you, but not famous enough where like you couldn't go anywhere and you know you would crave privacy.
Because I'm trying to think of like famous skiers that stick out in my mind, but it wasn't because they were great skiers. It was their personality. So remember that Eddie the Eagle? He was from Great Britain,
kind of.
And
they made a movie about him.
Yeah, but he was from Great Britain. Nobody thought he had a shot, but he was very funny, and he trained like crazy, and he didn't do bad, but he was like one of those sad saps that got in, and everybody loved him. And the other one, his name was Alberto Tumbo.
Yeah, you know more than I do.
So this guy was a flamboyant Italian. It was the last time the Olympics
I'm sorry, that's a little redundant.
But no, I like this dude. So he would ski. And then he would be back down in the village at night wearing a fur coat. He'd have like six chicks on his arm. He's drinking champagne. He would party all night and then ski the next day and win. And people loved or hated this guy, but he had like a great personality. But you got to have such a personality to break through.
No, you're right.
In some of these sports, because like when you're never going to watch skiing outside of the Olympics, to Kimmy's point.
But let's talk about that because, all right, can you make, like Chris Lillis from Pittsford won a gold medal 4 years ago. Can you make a good living being an elite level skier outside of the Olympics? Because they do have those.
Well, you could
tours.
Train people, and you could. I mean, you could teach.
Well, they also have those competitions that run bi-weekly around the world.
Yeah, and international competitions every year, I think. Right,
but still,
through sponsorships and things like that, that's where the money comes from. I don't know how long.
But do you age
lasts
out of it fast? Because you've got a bunch of young kids coming up.
It's possible.
Like Kathy Turner was probably the biggest Olympian that ever came through here.
Jen Schur.
No. I think Kathy Turner's won more gold medals than she did.
You're saying that because you met
Depends
Kathy
on,
Turner
yeah,
and you
how
want to
old
feel
you
special
are,
about
probably.
Yourself.
No big deal.
Didn't Jen Schur medal in two consecutive Olympics?
I believe so.
No, because that Russian kicked her ass.
No, but she still medaled.
And she mocked her on the way down. You're not as good as me. Go back to Charlotte, wherever you came from.
Roberts Wesley is stupid. Kimmy.
Roberts Wesley.
Can we Google
both of those people.
Career earnings of Chris Lillis and see what comes up? Because if that kid, let's say he's made $2 million in the
last
4 years.
You're already way ahead of everybody else your age.
100%.
Yeah.
So like you would be able to make that kind of living
and travel the world.
And be able to walk around anonymous. Like, look.
I mean, it's a pretty good life.
I would argue that is better than being Josh Allen, James Cook, Deion Dawkins. Look, if one of them.
When both of those people are 50. Go look at their houses.
Well, yeah, then look at their bodies and their brains.
Let me know what you think.
Well, I'm looking
hey,
at your,
Josh, I'd like to look at your body.
Says man wearing skin-tight waffle turtleneck. I'm forced to look at your body. Look, man, in the summertime, when Chris is not training, right, and when Josh Allen, James Cook, and Deion Dawkins are here at training camp, if the four of them walk through Shone Place, Josh Allen, James Cook, and Deion Dawkins will not be able to do a damn thing because they will get mobbed.
Yeah.
Chris will be able to sit down and have dinner and have a drink and feed the ducks and do whatever he wants. I think I'd want that more.
Well, you take the cash and the quiet life.
Yeah. I mean, you're not making the $200-300 million Josh is, but you make a good living and you get to be you.
Yeah. If you were satisfied with that, but I'm guessing these people that are so driven in these sports, they're not – They got to have these type A personalities where it's never enough because they're so competitive. So, like, It'd be great for a normal person, but I don't think they're wired that way. I don't think you could train like that and be just like this laid-back dude.
Unless you're so focused on training that, you know, the end is the gold medal, right? I mean, that's all you're really striving for.
But then what after that?
Well, I mean,
you get to brag forever that you're a gold medalist.
No, but I don't think they think that way. Right. I think they think the next thing.
But you can make the same argument for Deion Dawkins, because 30 years from now, I mean, there'll be a handful of me's that remember Deion Dawkins and get excited, but he's just going to be a guy. He's going to be selling insurance.
He's going to be a big guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, time comes for all of us.
Oh, sure.
God, this guy, how do you make it so depressing?
I'm not making it depressing.
I also think, like, you're thinking of fame in the traditional sense of people recognizing you in public, whereas, like, these kids have social media followings.
Oh, yeah,
like,
good call.
They may get it in a different way.
Got to be good looking.
Like, the recognition.
What?
You got to be good looking. In these sports, you have to be good looking.
You don't have to be.
Yeah. No. Name me a fugly Olympian bank.
You know I'm not going to do that. You know I'm not.
There ain't a fugly. Right now, there ain't no fuglies going to Milan.
Yeah, there are plenty of ugly people that will be in Milan, Corinthians.
And they're going to wash out, bro. They do those fugly awards every year on ESPN.
Yeah, I know. You keep getting that free flight out there. He won again, ladies and gentlemen. Super fugly. Look at Chris Lillis. Handsome guy.
All right, so he can make some bank.
Handsome guy. You know what I'm jealous of?
What?
All of it.
All the free USA Olympic gear that they get. I'm looking at I'm looking at pictures of him on the internet right now. And he's got like, you know, the $900 winter ski coat, zip up jacket.
So it's all the Olympic stuff.
Yeah, I want that stuff. And he doesn't look my size, so even if I knew him, I could be like,
you know, I do have some Olympic jackets.
I'm going to fit your jacket.
It says Coca-Cola on it.
252 WCMF again. We are talking about how three skiers who it looks like will be participating in the Olympics starting a month from now. Chris Lillis, who is locally from here. God, I'm an
idiot. Locally from here.
Shut up. Pittsford native, 2022 gold medalist, Derek Kruger, and the aptly named Winter Vinecki.
Wait, are you saying Winter?
Her name is Winter. I think her.
So she changed it to Winter? Or they named her Winter and she's in the Winter Olympics doing a winter sport? Like, she really stuck with it?
That's what it's.
She had to change that name.
I don't think she changed her name to Winter.
She did.
No, why would she do that?
She probably.
So it all just lined up perfectly.
I would assume
I'm going to name his baby Winter. You're going to do winter sport, and you're going to win a Winter Olympics and get a winter gold medal.
If you watch like any college sports,
she didn't win a gold medal, by the way. Sorry,
she might. She may. I'm pulling for her.
I would say if you watch any college sports, like you look at those kids' names and you're like, "Yep, you were bound to be." A college baseball player or a college football player.
I'll tell you why.
Based on what they were named.
So she's an aerial skier, triathlete.
Oh, she does the flips.
Yes, and runner. She looks like
she's very athletic.
But I would assume that her parents
marathon
were both skiers
runner.
And named her Winter.
Okay.
Yeah. And it would also make sense that she came from an affluent winter sport family if she ends up in the Olympics because it takes a hell of a lot of money, as you just mentioned.
Oh, I got a buddy who spent a lot of money on that stuff.
Who?
With the skating.
Yeah, my kids go. It ain't for the Olympics.
You do it for the fun of the game.
No, I mean, look, you see, with most of the individual sports, at least for America, these are wealthy families that are able to put their kids.
Oh, yeah, so from all over the world.
And they're super, the training is super specific.
But some of it is so goddamn boring.
Shut up,
and
man.
And long.
Why are you not?
I like some of it, kind of.
There is not.
Some of it, kind of.
Got him.
Well, I like the luge when they wipe out.
Okay.
You could
so
die.
You like the most dangerous
ones. Well, that's just cool.
No, it's not. Not for them.
Well, then don't do it, idiot.
No, there is something about the Olympics.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, you're doing it for the love of
your country. Well, and by the way, they ain't even doing it for the love of the country anymore. They're all making money.
I wasn't going to say country. You cut me off.
All right, go ahead.
For the love of that sport.
Yes.
You have such a passion.
Well, you have to dedicate yourself, Patrick.
Yes, but that's just it. You're like we just talked about here. These three people are doing this completely anonymously at a place where a lot of people aren't going to recognize them. For the opportunity to go and be top three in their event in the world, get a flash of fame for 30 seconds once every 4 years, maybe two or three times in their life, and it's over. I really respect that.
Well, you have to, man. The dedication, Patrick.
Yes. Yes.
The focus.
And then, like, you know, you have these small countries and these people that come out of nowhere.
Those are kind of cool to see, like, when a really busted country people come up.
Really busted country people come up. Ladies and gentlemen, professional speaker Tommy Mule. No,
he always had that backstory, how rough it was.
Yes. Everything about the Olympics is romantic, and I cannot wait for them to start. Cannot wait.
All right.
What's the time difference with Milan?
Talk to Sandy Waters, man. She practically lives there.
There's probably what, at least a 6 hour difference.
I'm going to say 6 or 7.
6, okay. Because like I'm very excited. The summer
6-0.
2028 are in LA, so that'll be close enough where we can watch all those games live.
They're 6 hours ahead.
Yeah, okay. Because yeah, that's going to suck. Like, I won't be able to watch like live stuff on Saturday and Sunday. Like with social media, well, it kills the whole like who's going to win.
Yeah, but I guess like if true. There's like a big event happening at night there, you could catch it in the afternoon here.
Yeah, they probably schedule it so America can get their off on that stuff. Oh, can I say that? Sorry.
How did you get dumped on an Olympic conversation?
I'm sorry, but I got there. I think this shirt's choking off my head.
Yeah, no, it's choking something.
I can't breathe.
All right, we're gonna stop there. We're going to move on to the next conversation.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to have your mind blown, man.
What happened?
This is very common, especially for millennials, this alcoholic treat. It's illegal for bars to sell them.
Oh.
Even though most of us at some point have paid for them in bars.
Mm.
And as stupid as this might sound at first, it does make sense and raises questions about the other stuff we may be getting from bartenders.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Did you know?
What's that?
It's against the law to sell Jell-O shots in bars in the state of New York.
Oh. So those Jell-O shots, do they buy them like in those cups or do they make them right there?
Usually, the ones I've seen, they make them.
They make them.
They usually make them ahead of time.
Because so I know you could buy
for,
them,
like,
too.
For events like St. Patty's Day or if they got something special going on.
So why can't they? I mean, it would just be a mixed drink technically, right?
So that's just it. And by the way,
the gelatin's illegal?
No, this is not a new thing. Bars in New York are prohibited from selling what they call pre-mixed drinks at the bar. To quote the law, if the drink is not sealed in what it comes in at the bar or is made right in front of you, they legally cannot sell it or give it away.
So how do you call, what do you call a Bloody Mary?
Well, they're making the Bloody Mary in front of you.
They're making it there. They're not like putting it away. It's not like Pat said, pre-made.
Man, they're really stretching here.
But like, so
this has been a law forever, I guess.
So how would that work? Because I've seen bars do like pitchers of pre-made drinks. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that they, you know, necessarily made them the day before, but if they make it thinking they're going to get a rush of people, is that a pre-made drink?
I don't know. It sounds like, Kimmy, they just have to make it behind the bar.
In front of you, basically.
In front of customers.
Okay.
And that makes it legal. Again, if anyone knows better than we do, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And this law is interesting because, Tommy, you hear it at first and you think.
Well, yeah, well, who's getting hurt?
Okay.
Like, what's the difference? Is this alcohol in another form?
So there are two issues which make this law actually make sense, at least to me. And the phone number is 252.
Because of the Jell-O Act of 1932.
One, it would be really hard how to measure how much alcohol is going into each individual Jell-O shot.
Okay.
Because I think we've all had the experience. You've had a Jell-O shot before.
Yeah, disgusting.
Okay, you too.
Yeah.
You've had those Jell-O shots experience where a friend makes them, you suck one down, and it's like, yeah, then you suck the next one down, and it's like, whoa!
Well, I always figure they can't really hold more than about a shot in there plus the Jell-O in that cup. So, I mean, you can only get so much alcohol in a Jell-O shot. I mean, it looks like it's a shot of booze in the Jello. Here's your cup.
But you're doing a lot of looks like. I don't know if the alcohol can be like sucked into the Jello and you can get more.
Unless
you're
using higher proof alcohol. Like, what do you normally make a Jello shot with?
Probably the cheap stuff.
I don't know.
Like vodka?
Well, any alcohol, right?
Can you what's the standard?
What type
vodka?
Of alcohol? I think it's normally vodka.
That's what I thought too, but I don't know.
I don't know.
So, I mean, you could put like a shot.
I love how you know nothing about this.
I've only ever seen them made with vodka.
Well, to your point, let's say I made it with 151 rum.
Yeah.
That's pretty high octane. You wouldn't know that compared to if it was just, vodka would be way weaker.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's reason number one. But I think the more important reason.
What is it?
It would be really easy for folks to mess with this stuff in the Jello shots if they had ill intentions.
Oh, my God. Were they going to give you a roofie?
This is a problem men do not have to deal with.
What do you mean?
So, for example.
I would think it's harder to, like, are you talking about people behind the bar messing with them?
Oh. Part of the reason this law exists is.
So somebody's going to get drugged?
Yeah, well, watching someone make a drink in front of you, if you want to pay attention, ensures that they're not putting anything in the drink that you don't want in that drink.
Why would the bartender drug you?
And wouldn't the whole bar get drugged then?
I mean, I guess it depends.
I mean, that's such a stretch, man. Who's going to not get tipped tonight because everybody's passed
out. I would think like the Jello shot is a safer option, if anything.
Yeah, fair enough. It's very limited.
Yeah.
Look, I'm reading about people describing this last night.
Unless you're doing a bucket-sized Jello shot.
I did come to the realization that never in my life and never in your life and for all men listening, never in our lives have we ever had to be concerned about someone putting something in our drink.
No, who's banging us?
Exactly. Well, but, like, yeah, I don't have to put a cover over my drink when I go to a bar. No. I don't have to carry it with me when I'm moving somewhere
else.
But
usually that's not in fear of the bartender. That's in fear of the creep next to you at the bar.
There are stories of bartenders taking
advantage. To his point, like, it's happened in all ways.
So, like, yeah, I get, like, yes, at first you hear this law and you go, oh, that's stupid. But for those two reasons, it actually makes sense why this happens.
It's a lot of thinking over a Jello shot.
But, again, it's thinking we as men don't have to do because when are we victims of these things?
Never.
You get what I'm saying?
True.
I guess what's strange to me is how popular Jello shots have stayed for a drink that was supposed to be for like 21 to 24-year-olds.
Are they still popular like that?
I get offered Jello shots more from people your age than I do people younger than me.
Man,
I probably see them all the time at like Bill's tailgates.
Games. Oh, really? All the time.
Yeah.
4th of July cookouts, stuff like that.
I don't
Any
get
kind
it,
of
man.
Like special party like where somebody's like preparing ahead of time for it.
Yeah.
I mean, you think Jello, first of all, is gross. And then you just add, I'll just take a shot of booze, man.
I always like the Jello shot. It's just easy. Most of the time, it's not going to get you. Like, I don't think I've ever gotten hammered off of just Jello shots. Right.
But so usually you're doing that with other
it's
things.
It's always like the safer option if I'm not really looking to like get drunk. I'm like, sure, I'll take a Jello shot as opposed to like a shot of just
But you're not like drinking
booze.
On top of the Jello shot
well,
usually,
no,
right?
I mean, I am.
Yeah, you are usually.
What are you, some kind of pansy? Oh, I have one Jello shot, please.
One shot, please.
One shot, thank you. 252 WCMF, a story yesterday describes how it is illegal in New York State for bars to sell Jello shots that they make themselves. You are, quote, prohibited from selling pre-mixed drinks. If the drink is not sealed before it comes in the bar or made right in front of you, they legally cannot sell it or give it away. But despite that, bars still sell Jello shots all the time. What about Kimmy the Jello shot has made it so popular with a generation that did not have Jello shots when they were kids?
I think it's just easy. It's an easy thing to make.
They pass them around.
It satisfies everybody. Like even if you're somebody that isn't good at shots, a Jello shot's easy.
Well, how can you not be good at shots though?
Well, you know,
oh,
some
you mean
people,
taking, like,
taking it down
shot.
Because it burns.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it burns. No, does it burn you?
Or it's gonna burn your throat.
No, like I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
There are people that I love that are your age and above that will make Jello shots.
Yeah, I know.
And when I walk into their places and they offer me a Jello shot, I do judge them a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I do too. I don't want them.
Well, I know I also don't want them. I feel like I have to take one to participate.
Yeah.
Do you turn them down?
Well, yeah, first of all, I don't drink vodka. I don't drink that kind of booze.
I don't drink vodka, okay, Giles. You turn them down?
Yeah.
You can't turn down a Jello shot.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. It makes you look like such a pansy.
I don't mind being a... By the way... I'm over here drinking Irish whiskey. You're drinking candy.
Doing it. I'm talking about like they prepared this thing for you. Everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
And no, thank you. Jello shot not for me. I feel like I have to take the Jello shot. If somebody offered me the Jello shot,
that's
like because
you're
said,
such a bend over boy at the bar. Okay, I'll do it. I want just anybody to like me. Jello face moron. Got Jello dripping down your beard.
I think you're doing the shot wrong. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Regarding this Jello Shot thing, I'm pretty sure that the law that you're talking about was instituted because a whole bunch of bars were caught skimping on the alcohol that they were serving when they pre-made. So people were getting pissed that they were paying, like back in the day, like $5 for an expensive mixed drink and getting only like a dollar's worth of alcohol.
Okay, all right, Alex, when's the last time you did a Jello Shot?
A decade ago.
How old are you now?
I am 37.
37. All right, so you're around Kimmy and I's age. Alex, if you went to a bar, a cookout, whatever, and someone brought out a tray of Jello Shots and offered you one, would you feel obligated to do that Jello Shot?
I'd be first asking, what are you putting in it?
Oh, God, I hate it.
What are you putting in it?
What is in this Jello Shot you're offering me? Thank you very much.
Is there a legal shot of booze in this Jello Shot?
No, it's along the lines of the flavored vodkas are always nasty. The straight vodkas, like Tito's, is always good.
All right. Why would you waste Tito's, though, by putting it in a Jell-O shot?
Yeah, you're not
going to
get Tito's in a Jell-O shot.
Because the people I hung out with at that time were overly pretentious.
Okay.
Right. Overly pretentious.
Alex.
I like Alex.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I am normal. Pretentious.
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 God, how do you make yourself look like such an idiot? Stop being so pretentious.
Pretentious.
Idiot. Alex writes us on Instagram, or excuse me, Adam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, talking about this pre-made stuff.
Yeah.
He says, then Applebee's needs to stop the $1 margaritas because that's pre-made in a big batch like a Gatorade cooler.
Yeah, I know a lot of places that do like the margaritas, especially like on special, like they'll just have pitchers of those things ready to go.
But I'm sure they're making them in front of somebody.
I don't know.
No? Well, how else would they make it?
Well,
go
at least
in the
they kind of made it ahead of time and then, you know.
Was it just the mix and then they put the alcohol in it? In front of you?
Dad, I don't know. I've never had the one. I'm afraid of the $1 margaritas at Applebee's.
Oh.
I mean, I'm not a big margarita guy to begin with.
Yeah.
But why are they a dollar? You know what I'm saying? Or, I don't even know if they're a dollar, but like they had the Long Island iced tea deal too.
Yeah.
Right? Like one.
Those will knock you on your ass.
Bro, I know that if I go have one, I'll have seven. Also, why is it not a full price?
Mm-hmm. True.
What's the catch?
What is the catch with this Long Island
iced
tea? No, I mean, not that Applebee's would do that, no. But. You're not just giving this stuff away for no reason.
But a lot of places, not just Applebee's, does this kind of thing.
Applebee's is famous for it.
Right, yeah. But a lot of joints run those margarita nights. A lot of these Mexican joints do, and those taco joints.
You said like that so there. Aggressively, and I didn't mean it like that.
How?
A lot of these damn Mexicans.
I did not say damn Mexicans. I said some of these Mexican joints.
You know, as we talk about like age-appropriate alcohol, because again, like Jello shots, Kimmy, those were coming of age when we were... coming out of high school, going into college, they were meant to make drinking fun. And again, for some reason, your generation just grabbed
it on.
You guys, at your age, have become such a fan of like fruity themed alcohol.
Yeah,
and I don't get it.
Cruise ships.
Yeah, you want to feel like you're on vacation.
Cruise ships and all inclusive cheap vacations have made all those drinks like they introduced people to all those drinks because they were free. So if you go to these joints. Yeah, I'm going to try that. It doesn't cost you anything. It's all built into the price of whatever you're doing.
Hmm, that's a good theory.
I got more.
No, I don't want any more. It just seems so, it's so much work.
It is.
Oh, but
it's all real sweet stuff, which makes me nauseous. That's how you get hung over, man, all that damn sugar.
We actually bought my dad a slushy machine for Christmas because he...
Wait, a legit one?
Because that's what he does in the summer. He makes his like slushy mixed drinks, whether it's...
He's running a comedy club?
he puts the syrup in stuff like that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, your dad is that stereotypical guy.
Yeah, I mean, but that's like his thing. Like, that's what he loves
What's
to do.
What's that bar when you go on vacation? Fat Tuesdays?
Yeah, there you go.
But it's nothing but those frozen drinks. That's all they sell. And they're just spinning around behind the bar.
Well, you can get that at his house this summer.
But Kimmy's dad is that guy. Between he loves Fireball.
Yeah.
Or did?
This guy's moved on. He has to mix Fireball with something. Like, he has to come up with a specialty Fireball shot.
It's not flavored enough for him?
Yeah, that stuff is, like, super cinnamony, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, my dad went through a phase where he, like, loved buttery nipples, which is Bailey's and... Yeah. Schnapps?
I think so.
I think
peppermint.
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds right.
It's nasty.
It's disgusting. But he loved these things.
Yeah, not so much.
I don't know.
Probably moved on to something else.
Yeah, some other fruity thing that he loves to do. All right, so I guess the bottom line is: be careful with your Jello shots,
yes,
and don't be overly pedantious, as Tommy says.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.